Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Born June 19th in Torrance and raised in Bakersfield, California. He is guitarist for multi-platinum metal greats, Korn, and best-selling author of such books as Save Me From Myself and With My Eyes Wide Open. And on December 14th, the documentary that tells his story from success, his descent into drug addiction, his eventual redemption and his relationship with his daughter, titled Loud Crazy Love, debuts on Showtime. Please welcome, along with his daughter Janaya, friend of the show, Brian Head Welch.
Hey Head, how you been?
Good, man. You know what? I love that intro. I've heard it about five times or more. I like, and it just brings back memories.
Oh man, it's always
history.
And Miss Janaya, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, thank you. It's nice to hear you guys together. I'm interested to see this documentary, which I don't think is going to be all happy and smiles. But I'm proud of you guys because it's a pretty brave thing to do, man, to open yourself up like that.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. There's a lot of tears and blood, sweat, and tears that went into it in our souls, you know. And but we're in a good place now, man. I mean, yeah. We talk about the hard things in the movie, and it's a great balance with everybody. You know, we're just real, raw, and honest. Every character in the movie is. And even Jonathan, you know, I think I heard you guys talking about the faith aspect, and that's part of the story.
Sure.
But, you know, I love how Jonathan's honest about his problems with it and what happened with me and how it affected him. And you can see the anger come back on his face when he's talking about it. And so real and raw, honest look about, you know, me and my daughter and Korn and all the issues that we as humans face, you know?
Yeah, well, listen, I remember speaking with you, and you were with the church, and you were so involved and so deep into it that I was worried about you. And we talked about it. I was worried that there would be people who didn't have your best interest and heart, and that they saw you maybe as a more of an attention getter and a financial situation, and it made me worry for you because, you know, not every person in this world that says they're good is good, and when you're, you know, struggling with yourself and you're really trying to find something good out there, it's you know, your heart's open, but it's a great way to learn a terrible lesson.
Dude, totally, and I remember you like your concern back then, honestly, and I think it was you, my daughter. My parents.
I was going to say, tell me about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, but it saved your life. But you know, there's no doubt that choice saved your life.
Totally. You know, and there's great balance now, you know. My faith is everything to me still, you know. And,
good.
I'm definitely have seen the ugly side of the religious churchy stuff, you know. There's good out there, but there's a lot of corrupt, as we all know.
Two of my dearest friends are ministers. Two of my absolute closest friends. One just got ordained this past Sunday in New York City.
Yeah? Oh, that's cool. What type? Like?
And he's non-denominational. He's lovingly known as F'em Up Chuck because he's a black belt, but he's worked in radio and he's a big music guy. Where he wrote for Loudwire for a long time, but his father was a minister.
Really?
And yeah, he's, I mean, a pure metal guy, and you would love him. I'll connect you guys. Like, he's an incredible human being.
I might know him because I've been friends with the Loudwire guys for like 5 years.
Chuck Armstrong.
Chuck Armstrong. Okay.
Yeah. So, but now I want to meet Jenny. So when you come home, it's a whole different world. You leave Korn. You're focused. You're hyper focused. But you realize all the trouble that's been at home. Now you got to face this, and you got to face it with a young girl, a teenage girl who maybe hasn't had the father other people have had, and you're angry, Jen. I mean, what happens then?
I mean, honestly, when he left Korn, I was ecstatic. I was so like easygoing kid, just like, oh, this is fun, whatever, I'll just go with it. But I think when I hit like 11, 12, tween, you know, going through whatever.
Sure.
I think I started to realize that like my mom wasn't around. My dad really wasn't around. I stayed with people who didn't really know me all the time, in and out. And so I didn't have a bond with people like most kids do. And so I think when I hit teenagehood, you know, that I was like, hey, I'm hurting. I realize I'm hurting, and I, you know, wanted to let people know that I'm hurting, and I, you know.
And I'm sitting here as a dad wanting to fix her, like,
yeah,
like really quick, you know. And then I started to realize, okay, this is not going to be a quick fix. And that's when the heart starts to break, and you just have to go. You know, you're stepping into a long journey, you know, and it was.
Yeah, well, I mean, but the key is always to stick to it. Stick with it's like your faith, your addiction, your sobriety, your family, your love, whatever it is. No matter what, you go. We're here for the rest. We're to the end, no matter what.
Yep. You don't give up, and you get the results, you know, that you want. You know, if you just you don't lose heart, you know.
Yeah, for sure. And honestly, there's so many people who realize that you have to stick it out, and it's just too hard. You know what I mean? It's too hard to stick it out, but. I just with the movie and stuff, my goal is to let people know, kids, adults, parents, to let them know that it's worth it to stick it out. You know, there's so much beauty in life.
Well, that's the thing, man. If I could ever tell a kid anything, it's like, man, I know that right now this high school thing with this age seems like it's going to be never ending, and it can be so terrible. And you go, if you just hold on, I promise you, there's a whole world out there that can all be yours. But you got to make it through this.
Yep, totally.
Yeah, now what a great thing you're doing. I know we have limited time here, Brian, but stop back by. I'll watch the documentary and let's just talk some more about it, because I think the message is great. And I think you were such a great spokesperson and in such a real, genuine way. You know, sometimes we'll get the corny version from others and it sits with it. It doesn't sit with a kid. It doesn't register, man. But you've seen it all. You've done it all, and you're not a condescending, preachy, judgmental guy. You're telling people what you know already.
Yep, it's just what I learned, you know. And I am in Korn. I'm the most craziest one of all of them too. I'm
sure.
A freaking nut job. So I'm a unique person, and I've learned to love myself, because there's a lot of self hatred before,
yeah.
You know. And I'm still a wild, just metal guy. But, you know, I'm also a deep well that has found a lot in spiritual life and everything. But I've got a balance, you know, and I just love to hang out. I love people. I love my fans. And so, just, you know, life is good, bro.
Now, man, anytime, both of you. Seriously, let's make sure we catch up again, okay?
Awesome. Thank you. And everybody can find the info for the movie Loud Crazy Love at loudcrazylove.com, crazy with a K. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Take care, man. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.